Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Frank.
Hey, man. How are you? I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, you look kind of weird right
now.
Do
I look kind of weird?
Yeah.
Is it because we're recording in a car?
We are recording
in a
car. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The pop filter is pressed right up against your face.
Right up against my face.
You look kind of like a podcasting ninja.
I am a pod ninja.
A pod ninja.
Pod ninja cast.
A ninja cast.
Yeah, that's what this is.
This is a ninja cast. Well, welcome to Ninja Cast, where we talk about all things taekwondo.
No. Yeah, exactly.
That's not true at all. All right, well, we don't have any beer tonight.
No, but we're about to.
We are. Yeah, we're about to go to a beer tasting.
Yeah, we're at a beer tasting run by the folks at Drink Craft Beer.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to taste a bunch of beers.
A bunch of beers. A
bunch of beers from the New England area. Craft brews.
Yeah, it's going to be great, but we can't do that until we do this.
Exactly.
So let's do this.
All right. So we just went to Boston Comic Con.
We did.
2 weekends ago now, I guess.
Yes.
And that was a real fun time. That was a real good time. We got to see a lot of cool stuff. You met...
I met Manu Bennett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From
Arrow fame. Arrow played Deathstroke on Arrow. Mm-hmm. And he played Azog, the Defiler in the Hobbit movies. Yeah.
Yep. That was cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you that story later.
Yeah, absolutely. But we also, you know, that got us thinking, like, there's a lot of, if you've never been to a con or you've only been to a couple of cons, we are, of course, seasoned con men.
Yes.
Wait, that didn't come out right.
No, it did.
No.
No, we are con men.
Oh, okay. We've been to our fair share for sure. And we thought it would be cool to kind of talk about some of the, you know, do's and don'ts of going to Comic-Cons, whether you're going to, you know, the big one in San Diego or just your, you know, local con that's in your city. There's some things that hold true no matter what.
Yes.
So I think that'd be kind of fun to talk through. So for me, like the fun thing of most cons is the panels.
Yes, which we didn't go to any panels
this time around. No,
that's okay though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always enjoy the panels. Especially the con that I've been to the most has been New York Comic Con.
Yes, me too.
Right.
Maybe I've been to New York as much as I've been to the Boston ones.
At this
point,
it might be 50-50 for you.
Yeah, I've been going to the Boston ever since Boston, maybe like 10 years now.
Yeah.
So I haven't been to every single one,
but you've been.
They haven't
yeah.
been consistent for 10 years.
But over the last 10 years, you've been to most of them.
Yeah, I think so.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I've been to 3 or 4 New York cons, and then some other, you know, smaller cons here and there. Went to Big Apple Con one time, and
you went to one. You went to Dragon Con.
I went to Dragon Con. That was a real blast.
Yeah, we've been to Rhode Island Con a couple of times.
Con, yeah.
Well, anyway, but no matter what the con, there are always a couple of things that you should and should not do at cons.
Yes.
And con season's not done yet. I mean,
no, that is absolutely true.
Dragon Con is coming up.
Dragon Con comes up this fall.
New York Con in a couple of months.
Yep, October. Usually Columbus Day weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
So things to do. I think it's always important. So no matter where you're staying, you know, whether you're just going for one day or going for a whole weekend, please shower.
Yes.
Number one is please shower. But actually, even you know, maybe in some ways more important than that, I think hand sanitizer is a super important thing to have on you.
Oh, the con disease is rampant.
Con crud is everywhere.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you have some kind of hand sanitizer. You want to make sure that you're, you know, because you're going to be shaking hands with people. You're going to mm-hmm. be touching, you know, merchandise,
kissing hands, you know.
Shaking babies and kissing hands, right? Shaking all the babies. But you know, you're going to be shaking hands. You're going to be touching merchandise, touching comic books, you know, touching stuff that's old or that's just past they throw a lot of hands.
That's right.
Make sure you have hand sanitizer. Have a snack if you can.
Snack and water. Snack and water. Food is so expensive.
Yep.
And the line is always atrocious.
Always. Always, yeah. Yeah, the lines are terrible. And you wait in line for, 30 minutes to then pay too much for food and water. So definitely, if you can. Some places won't let you bring in, like, a bottle or something. But if it's allowed, check before you go and see what they allow you to bring in. But, bring a bottle of water and at least some, like, granola bars or something, like, that you can snack on.
Right. Right. Well, those are all the boring ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here are the few that nobody talks about, but you should do anyway.
Frank and Tim's secrets for Comic-Con.
Right. One, do not accost anybody while you're at the con.
No.
No.
Nope.
Signs everywhere. Just because people are in costume doesn't mean you can touch them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So, cosplay is not consent. That was the sign.
Yeah, that cosplay is not consent.
At,
right.
At Boston Con, yeah.
Yeah. Don't dress as Harley Quinn if you're going with your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely don't do that either. Yeah. That would be ill-advised. But yeah, I mean, if someone's wearing, a revealing costume or something and you want to take a picture with them, that's fine. Like, I'm sure
most people love to have their picture taken with them. It's one of the reasons they dress up in costume.
Exactly. And that's like an art. That's their art. Like, right. is their making of your costume. But, be respectful and be polite. Keep your distance. Ask, like, we met someone dressed in a Supergirl costume. We got excited because we have a Supergirl podcast, right?
Right.
So we just walked up and said, hey, do you mind if we take a picture with you? We have a Supergirl podcast. We'd love to tweet it. And she was super nice and said, yeah, sure, absolutely.
She was super nice.
She came in and put her arms around both of us. So we're like, okay, it's okay for us to, like,
put
invade your personal space. This
on
is fun.
My shoulder.
Exactly. So it was nice, and that's how to do it. Is if you want to take a picture of someone or with someone, just ask first. Like, just common courtesy applies.
Right.
Just because you're a con doesn't mean you can act any differently.
Know when to break off conversation with celebrity guests.
Yes. Yes.
They, so important.
They are talking all day to people who are really excited to meet them, but they want to be nice to you. Be mindful of the fact that they're trying to be polite, and they may not tell you they want to stop talking, but
just, they want to stop talking.
They want to stop talking at a certain point. So, don't just sit there and be like, so now where are we going next, Stan Lee? Where are we going to the bar together? Are we going to hang out?
Right.
Like,
know
when to break it off.
Yeah, you have to know. Actually, we have a story about that from a previous con.
Oh, yes.
Right, when we met Adam West and Burt Ward, Batman 66 fame, we were standing there in line, and the gentleman right before us was talking to Adam West. He was talking and talking and talking,
and
I was bemusedly watching him.
Yeah.
And more specifically, I was bemusedly watching Adam West. And at one point, Adam West kind of glances away from the kid.
Right.
And looks at me almost with like a plea of like, oh, my God, please save me.
He's kind of like rolled his eyes.
Yeah.
And, you like,
and I kind of shrugged. Yeah. He rolled his eyes. And we had this moment together. And it was excellent.
Just you and Batman.
Yep. And we had that moment together once we went to the table, too. He
That's true.
Fully was like, oh, man. Yeah. No more of that. But then sometimes you have to tell the celebrity guest to stop talking.
Yeah, that happens too, where it
goes the other way, where you're like, Mr. Ward, I have to go.
Yeah. Burt Ward was talking to us for like probably 10 minutes.
Easy 10 minutes.
Easy 10 minutes.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your 10 minutes of your time, Mr. Ward.
But, oh, yeah.
Like, there are a lot of people in this line.
You felt bad for the line.
Yeah, right. Though, if I want to talk to you for another 20 minutes,
like,
Mr.
That's
Ward,
fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, please.
And nothing to do with Robin whatsoever.
No. It was about he has like a dog shelter.
Dog rescue.
Rescue.
Big dog rescue in the country.
Yeah.
And
he has a brand of dog food, and he was just going on and on about how like good this food is and how much better it is than the big brands, and it was just he was very passionate about it. It was great that
he was
like,
it's good.
He wanted to talk to us about it. Like, that was awesome. Like, it was great.
It was,
but it was kind of funny that it's like, oh my God, we're talking to Robin, and he's keeping the conversation going.
Right. Well, I had that a little bit even with Manu Bennett when I met him
this time. I wasn't with you when
no,
when you, spoke
you
with
all
him, so.
Abandoned me to stand in line by myself.
Yes.
But now this is the double-edged sword because it's the celebrities' time.
Right.
That they are, like, it's right. their time. They have chosen to talk to you.
Absolutely.
And Manu was spending about 5 minutes with each person.
That's pretty
which
generous.
Which was very generous of him. And so, and then he, take the picture, blah, 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 assign the stuff, so on and so forth. And so I got up to him, and he's been talking so much, and it's like, I don't really, know what to ask him.
Yeah.
Because clearly he's expecting a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just like, could you please sign my stuff? I'm ready to move on. Because some celebrities are like that. But
yes,
I had a question.
Yes.
And so from that standpoint, it's a, you know, like, what do I do? So I asked my question and I said, you know, what's mocap?
Right.
Like, what did you like about playing Azog the Defio in The Hobbit? Because you assume at a comic convention he's getting a lot of questions about Deathstroke.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And he has been on record to say that he doesn't like the way that the writers took the character in season 3 of Arrow. They kind of diminished him as a villain.
Right.
And so I didn't really want to ask him about that. Felt like a sore subject.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I asked him about Azog.
Yep.
And he said, oh, it was great. You know, well, he's from Australia.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, and so it was great. You know, I tried to make... Peter Jackson said, you know, I want you to be menacing, you know. And so I tried to make the character, you know, like Jaws.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not James Bond Jaws, but the shark.
Did he say that?
Yeah, yeah. Did I tell you the story? Yeah.
No, you didn't tell me this part.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, I tried to make him like the shark. So if you watch me on screen, every time I turn my head like this, and I would try not to look at the camera, but only at an angle.
Hmm.
And so that way, when you see the full face, you know you're in trouble. Yeah,
that's so cool.
It was really cool.
That's really
cool. And I
cool
actually went back and watched the first film.
Oh, nice.
And I knew exactly
saw
what he was, I saw exactly
that's
what he was talking
so
about.
Cool.
Every time he turned to look at somebody, that person was going to die, or something malicious was going to happen to
that's
them.
That's so so cool.
Yeah,
that makes me want to go back and watch.
Yeah,
the movie,
as much as it allowed him, it was really cool to hear him talk about that.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So, and he went to a baseball game. He went to a Red Sox
Red
game.
Red Sox game,
he was
yeah.
He wore a Free Brady t-shirt.
Nice.
And so, yeah.
Nice.
So I asked him about that. And then at the end, he was like, okay, brother, nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Nice.
And he shook my hand in his massive bear of a hand. And I walked off satiated after standing in line for an hour.
Right.
But he
it really was like an hour.
It wasn't a long line. I went, there was only like 5 people in front of me.
But he was spending a lot of time with everybody.
But he spent a lot of time with everybody. And good for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was really good for
it's
him.
Great.
So that was cool.
I think another thing that you're reminding me, another thing to do is to, if you're going to ask them a question, try to make it, as much as you can, make it like a mindful, thoughtful question. And I don't mean thoughtful like, you know, nice. I mean, give it some thought before and come in with something that, you know, maybe they haven't heard as much before, or ask them about a project that
right.
they're not getting asked about all the time.
I'm thinking of your John Schneider story.
I'm thinking of my John Schneider story and my Billy Dee Williams story.
That's right.
So,
he has album. That's right.
Yeah. So Billy Dee Williams.
I can't believe you found that.
Yeah, Billy.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Pretty good voices. Man of a thousand voices over here.
Yeah.
Billy Dee Williams. We met him the same day we met Adam West and Burt Ward.
Right.
And we waited in line to get our autograph photos of him. And you know, obviously we love him from Star Wars. Obviously we love him from Batman. Mm-hmm.
He was also on The Jeffersons.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's been in everything. Colt 45. But I am familiar with a crooning album, essentially, that he did, you know, many, many years ago, 40, 50 years ago, something like that. So I brought that up, and I just said, hey, you know, I really enjoy your album, Let's Misbehave. It's good. I enjoy it. And he was like, you found that? Like, where
did you find that?
Yeah, he was, like, so surprised because it's not... It's since been released on CD, but it hadn't been released on CD at all.
When we met him.
It was only available on vinyl.
Maybe that was you. Maybe he was
maybe
like,
was
maybe
me.
People are looking for
I
this.
Like to think that it was me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was fun. And then when we met John Schneider, who was, you know, Jonathan Kent on Smallville, and who was Bo Duke on The Dukes of Hazzard, I mentioned, like, he made an indie film a few years back that didn't really go anywhere, but it was a passion project of his. He wanted to make it for 30 years. So I just mentioned, hey, I saw Collier and Company, and I really... You know, I thought it was a pretty fun movie. And he was like, oh, thanks so much. And he like came in for a second handshake.
Yeah,
and he was
second
really,
handshake. Yes.
You know, I was like, ah, Jonathan Kent shook my hand twice.
Yeah.
In the span of 2 minutes.
And it wasn't just a hello, goodbye. It was a hello, nope. Thank you, and then a goodbye.
And then,
yeah.
It was like he was really excited that I had seen it and that I enjoyed it. So, yeah, you know, that stuff like that. If you know what they are really passionate about, bring that up and talk about that with them. I mean, don't be fake, but if you've seen something, if you're really a fan of theirs and you know something that they've done that maybe other people don't know, if you want to have a good conversation with them, bring that up and ask them how that was instead of like, oh, how was Star Trek?
Right. You know. I do my best when meeting people, like if you know you're going to meet somebody, is to find like one of their pet projects.
Yeah.
Because if you're a fan, do a little homework. If you're a fan of them to begin with and maybe just from that movie, but maybe that should extend out to their other projects. That's what they're hoping for with these smaller projects. And so if you're going to take the time to go and meet them, even spend the money to go meet them. Try to find something that they're really passionate about.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, you're in many cases, you're going to spend, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 100 or more dollars to get their autograph, depending on who it is.
Yeah.
You know, if it's Stan Lee, it's like $300 to take a photo with the man.
Was it really that much?
Maybe 200, but it was pretty, it was a lot. So, you know, with stuff like that, if you're going to be spending that much money and you're going to spend that much time, you might as well make the most of it and have a cool story to tell when you come out of it.
Right.
You know? And then they get something out of it too. The other thing I would say, so like, to switch gears a little bit. So I mentioned panels before.
Right.
Right. And in some ways that's some of the most fun you can have is like, you know, we've seen many a DC Nation, DC Universe panel at New York Comic Con. We got to see the Dollhouse panel with Joss Whedon in person there. We got to see, I was lucky enough to see the Firefly panel at Dragon Con 2010, where most of the cast was there. And the ones who weren't there called in on the phone and were like on speakerphone.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, fun stuff like that.
That one was funny.
Those are fun.
That one where Dan DiDio kept taking off his T-shirts.
Oh, that one. That? Oh, my God. That was so funny.
All the Lantern T-shirts.
That
was really great.
That was the year that like Blackest Night was happening.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, those things are always fun. But it can be hard, especially if you're going to like San Diego, where you've got Hall H and like all these huge lines of these huge rooms. It can be hard to get in.
Right.
I think the most important tip there is before the con, like even if it's just a couple days before,
plan your panels.
Plan what autographs do I want to get? What booths do I want to check out? What panels do I want to go to? Yeah. When can I do all of that?
Right. To get a full con experience, if you want to walk the floor, meet the people, go to the panels, it's a step-by-step planning ahead of time.
Yeah. It's kind of like going to Disney or something like that. It's like, all right, I want to go to this ride, but I also want to get a Dole Whip, and then I also want to eat at this restaurant.
Right, and you know that the line at this ride is going to take 2 hours.
Exactly.
Like, you know, waiting for that panel is going to, you're going to have to sit there for 2 hours.
Right.
So, and if the celebrity guest that you want is going to only be there an hour after that, but 4 hours before that.
Yep.
You have to go before that, then sit in the line.
Plan those things out.
Yeah. It's a big amount. It's huge. If you want a commission from an artist, you have to go and find them really early.
Right. And put it in.
Because sometimes it takes them a couple of days before the.
Absolutely.
You know, that's all.
That can take time.
It takes a lot of time.
So my kind of more concrete tips there would be. Think about the things that can, so like if you're going to get a commission, go early and you know, come back at the end or come back later before they leave, obviously, for that. And let that go, because something you can just, you know, ask them to do it and come back later. For things you have to wait in long lines for like panels, I would say, you know, try to take some time and walk the floor first. And if you're going to, especially if you're going to be buying comics, buy comics to read in lines for the panels.
Yes, so true. Yeah, if you're not going to bring any book with you to sign and you're not going to read that.
Right.
Get something that you're going to read.
Exactly. If you're going to buy stuff at the con, buy it before the panels that you know you're going to be waiting in long lines for. But I would also say make friends in those lines, because you're all there for the same reason, right? You're there because you like DC or Marvel or whoever.
Right.
You're all waiting to see the same people. So make friends, you know, make conversation. Don't intrude, obviously, but you know, just be friendly and that will come back, you know, because you'll have made a friend. But it's also like, if you need to step away from the line for a second, you know, maybe they'll be like, yeah, I'll hold your place for a second.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
You know, if you need a bathroom break or something, if they're friendly with you and you've been nice to them, they're a lot more likely to help you out in that way. So, but yeah, obviously, you know, if you can, if it's a panel that's there every year, maybe find out how long the line was last year, do some Googling beforehand.
Always good.
And plan that stuff out.
You know, there's another one. I was thinking that if you're in cosplay.
Yes.
Know the importance of the character that you are cosplaying.
Yeah. And know
if there's a little kid there, you have to be ready for that. Like, there's that great photo of the Flash and Wonder Woman with the little kid who got lost and separated from his dad, and so the Flash and Wonder Woman helped him find his dad.
Exactly.
Like, that's the best.
It's like, my dad said don't talk to strangers, but I know the Flash
and
Wonder Woman.
But I know the Flash and Wonder Woman, so I'm going to go ask them for help. That's the importance of the character you're playing, regardless of the level an effort you put into your costume. If there are kids there, some of them might think that you are like, that's the real deal.
To them, you are that character.
Right, exactly. And so you have to be careful about that stuff. It's be like, you know, walking around and being like, oh, you know, Santa isn't real, blah, 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 blah. And there are right. kids around. You got to be careful about that stuff, particularly during con season.
Yeah. There's when it comes to little kids, you have a little bit of like sort of a responsibility, I guess, you know, with great power comes responsibility.
As do all people. Yeah. All people should be responsible for children, regardless if they're not.
But I'm saying when you're in that costume, you have a responsibility to be that character.
Be that character for that day.
Yeah.
That doesn't count getting trash in the bar at night. You know,
yeah.
You know,
the after party.
I'm sorry, Flash, your metabolism isn't that fast.
Yeah.
But it's important to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, you know, be friendly and you know, if kids idolize you, then, you know, be Superman, be Wonder Woman, be whoever you are.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's for me, these cons are a really fun gathering of people who are like-minded. And it's a really great way to, like, I feel, even though you're, you know, you're in basically a public place, like there are thousands of people around you in most cases.
You're in a judgment-free zone.
It's a judgment-free zone. And it's like, it's thousands of people around you, but they're not just like strangers off the street. They're people who are like you in many ways.
Right. Everybody's there for the same reason. On a totally different note,
sure.
Hunting down comics.
Yes.
You want to check booth prices.
Yes.
Do not buy the first comic that you see at the first booth that you find.
That is correct.
Because there are some vendors, a lot of vendors play fair.
Yep.
And this is the price that the comic is based at, and this is why I'm going to sell it to you.
It's graded. Like,
it's graded this way. Yep. But there are others who sell comics for a way inflated price. Yeah. Like, insanely, because some people just don't know, and they don't have a friend to help them out.
Yep. And they figure this is con, people expect to pay more, people are not, you know, don't want to check as much, like, they'll pay an extra $50 if I tack an extra $50 on there.
Right,
like,
yeah. And so you got to be really careful about buying comics.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you got to do your research early.
A
lot of people go in going, I need to find the first appearance of this character, this character, this character, and this character.
Yep.
And I know the prices that I can pay, blah, blah, blah. Those are the things you need to plan out first. Especially if you're thinking about, you know, or you are completing a run of a collection of a book or a character or anything like that. Like, I went on the hunt for a friend of mine who wanted the first appearance of Streaky the Supercat.
Right.
And
right.
so, and because he was working and couldn't go himself. And so I had to got to know price. I got to know condition, all that stuff. And people rely on you for that.
Yeah. It's important to, if you are the knowledgeable person, like you were in this case, you know, it's important to be, you know, help your
share that responsibility. Yeah.
But if you are the one trying to complete the run and maybe you don't know, you know, either find a friend or do some research beforehand and you know, see like what's it going for on eBay, what's it going for here and there, get a feel for what those books are worth.
Right.
So you know you're not getting ripped off.
There is also there are a lot of famous people who come to these cons and set up booths and all that stuff. There are a lot of people who are also trying to make their own way and start something.
Yes.
And I think it's really important to also talk to those people
and support them because
some of them are just doing it for fun. Others doing it because it's their side job or whatever. And others are really, they're really talented and they're trying to make something of this.
Yeah. I mean, there are lots of artists and authors and, you know, filmmakers who got a booth, and booths are not cheap at these events. Like, they are paying for that space.
Right. That's actually quite expensive.
Yeah, it is.
And so,
you know, if you go check out their stuff, if you like it, you know, maybe you don't want to buy, like, you know, here's a collected anthology of all my artwork for $400. Maybe you can't do that, but maybe you could buy like a magnet or something and chip $5 their way, or you know, buy one of their one trade paperback or something.
Or even buy a print of an art that they were doing. Like, I stumbled upon David, David Wenzel, I think his last name is.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember. I'm bad because is the man who did the graphic novel adaptation of The Hobbit. In the 90s.
Yep.
And he's like, it's becoming like in this like resurgence now.
Right,
he was there and his booth was really crowded and he was so happy. Really, really nice man.
Oh, yeah.
And all this stuff. And I was so happy to stumble upon his stuff. I didn't even know he was going to be there.
Yeah.
And stuff like that's important. I ran to a friend of my own who I went to high school with.
Yeah,
who
that
had
was
a booth.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
That was fun. Who I did know was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool. You know, like those people are just important to the vitality and continuation of a comic con.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just about the big publishers. It's also about Artist Alley.
The independent guys. Yeah.
Independent guys.
Yeah.
Always important.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You definitely want to support those guys too. And, you know, support good art, support good comics, support good stuff. And you know, they're like the next generation.
Right.
So.
Right.
Well, Con was fun.
Con was fun. I really want beer. So
yeah, let's go do that. Before we go, I just want to say a thank you to Rhiannon, who a friend of the show, who designed us a new Facebook cover photo. Really cool piece of art.
Excellent.
Really, really cool piece of art. She has some very nice things to say about the show. She emailed it to us. If you have any, you know, cool Beer with Geeks related stuff, send us an email, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com. We would love to see it. But if you want to see Rhiannon's artwork that she created for us, check out facebook.com/beerwithgeeks, and you will see it posted up there. So thank you very much to her. Also want to remind you that twitter.com/beerwithgeeks, that's where we are, you know, on there all the time, and you can chat with us, and we're always around. You can also leave us iTunes reviews.
You can. I have one right here. From Smandrew. Always says, always fun to listen to these guys, guaranteed to hear some interesting things, plus some humor, and to be sure, plenty of quotes and references of varying degrees of obscurity. Can't wait to hear more. Yeah, usually obscure. I don't think we quoted anything this time.
I don't know if we did this
time. That's terribly tragic.
That is a terrible tragedy to behold.
It is. Oh, it is.
That sounds like a quote, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway, so iTunes.
I quoted Manu Bennett.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I directly quoted from him. Yes. Yeah.
Good stuff. Yep, check us out on all those places, and we'll be back soon.
Yeah, we'll be back soon.
I've seen you.
Okay. All right,
let's go drink beer.
Okay.
All right, bye guys. Bye. Clink.